I'd like to begin with a question. Where do you go for counseling? Where do you go when you need advice? You know, there, in every one of our lives, there are times when we need advice. Amen? I mean, we need some counsel. Where do you go? Well, her formal name is Lucille Van Pelt. She's the oldest of three siblings. Her middle brother is Lioness Van Pelt, and her little brother is Rerun Van Pelt. She's a crabby and cynical 8-year-old who is often very bossy, especially toward her brother Lioness and her friend Charlie Brown. But in the comic strip Peanuts, Lucy would occasionally be shown in her psychiatric booth. And on the outside, you see there, she has this little sign, the doctor is in. And on the other side, it says the doctor is out. But if you watch the Charlie Brown Christmas, her sign says, the doctor is out. And she turns it around, and it says, the doctor is real in. Real in. And she's often in her psychiatric booth. In one cartoon clip, Charlie Brown comes to Lucy's counseling booth and says, I'm in sad shape. Lucy says, good morning, sir. Sit right down. Fine. I was afraid I might need an appointment, says Charlie Brown. What can you do when you don't fit in? What can you do when life seems to be passing you by? Lucy gets up and says, follow me. I want to show you something. And then she points and she says, see the horizon over there? See how big the world is? See how much room there is for everybody? Have you ever seen any other worlds? Charlie says, no. Lucy says, as far as you know, this is the only world there is, right? Charlie says, right. Lucy says, there's no other worlds for you to live in, right? Charlie says, right. She says, well, live in it then. 5 cents, please. In another Peanuts cartoon, comic strip, Charlie Brown sits down in front of Lucy's psychiatric help booth and says to Lucy, I have sort of a complaint. I've been coming to you for quite some time now, but I don't really feel that I'm getting any better. Lucy asks, do you feel any worse? Charlie replies, no, I don't think so. Lucy responds, 5 cents, please. Where do you go for counseling? Where do people in the 21st century go for counseling? Let me show you some places that they go for counseling. Many people go online for counseling. You know, you can get a lot of counseling online. You know that? I went online and I just went in, and you can get family counseling. You can get marriage counseling. You can get counseling on how to be a good parent. You can get financial counseling. You can get counseling on manners. Actually, I think it's Miss Manners. Gives you counseling on how to have good manners. You can get all kinds of counseling online. Just a click of the click on your computer. And you know what? All the counseling you get online is true. Right? No. But you know what? You go online. You can look at all the counseling sites that are online. Another place people go for counseling is, who's that? Dr. Phil. On television, there's all kinds of counseling programs. Do you know that? I mean, there's Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, I think Dr. Wendy. There's all kinds of, you can turn on television and get counseling. Do you know millions of people, up to 5 million people a day, up to, watch Dr. Phil. And you know what? They take his counsel as gospel. A lot of people go on television. Let me show you another place that they go. Who's that? Yeah, Abby. Dear Abby. Now, I think she's kept that picture for about 40 years. But that's Dear Abby. Abigail Van Buren. Not Van Pelt. Van Buren. People, she has a clientele of 1,400 newspapers here in the United States and around the world. Up to 110 million people read Dear Abby to get advice and counsel. She has over 10,000 inquiries every day by letter, by email, by text. People asking for advice, 10,000 a day, looking to Dear Abby to give them advice. My, oh my, oh my. And she gives advice, and it's not always the best. Sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's humorous, but it's not always the best. Where else do people go for advice? Free weekly horoscope. Do people actually do that? Oh, yeah, they do. They do. Most newspapers, most magazines, you can find a horoscope, or a lot of magazines. No, I shouldn't say most. A lot of magazines, you can find horoscopes. And actually, people do this. They have downloads where you can get your daily horoscope on your iPhone. It just pops up every morning. There is an estimate, I don't know how they got this, but I read one that said up to 1 in 3 people in the United States regularly read their horoscope so they can get some advice on how to live their life that day. Can you believe that? Well, you know, it might surprise some of you, but the Bible has a lot to say about counseling. In fact, the words counsel, counselor, and counseling occur about 200 times in the Bible. And, you know, counseling can be good. Yeah. It can be good. But I'll tell you what, the Bible also says counseling can be very bad and harmful. It gives a lot of illustrations of this in the Word of God. You remember Balaam? Balaam, what Balaam could not do with a curse, he did with bad counsel. It says in Numbers chapter 31, 16, that through his counsel, he caused the sons of Israel to trespass against the Lord. He couldn't curse them. Remember, God would not let him curse God's people, but he counseled them. And what he couldn't do with a curse, he did with bad counsel. I also think of Job's three friends. Remember Job's three friends? With friends like that, I mean, they came, and here's Job. He's hurting, right? He's on the ash heap. And you know what they did? They came and kicked him with bad counsel. They kicked him with bad counsel when he was down. And you know what? You know what God said? Listen to what God's had to say about that. God told those three jokers, "My wrath is kindled against you because you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has." I'll tell you what. They gave Job bad counsel and God was mad. God was mad. I also think of the young men who gave King Rehoboam bad counsel. Do you remember that story? The young men gave him bad counsel. And what was the result? A kingdom was divided. Israel was divided by bad counsel. And you know what? There's a lot of bad counseling out there. I'm not telling you anything, right? There's a lot of bad counsel out in the world. Bad counsel that is dividing families, dividing marriages, dividing churches. It can even divide a nation. I'll tell you one thing I thought about this. We should be praying for Donald Trump, our president-elect. Yes. You know what we should, one of the things we should be praying for? That he would surround himself with good counselors. He's choosing his counselors now, his cabinet, and those people that are going to serve in his administration. We should pray, God, have him choose wise counselors. Because bad counseling can even split a nation. That's why Psalm 1, you know what Psalm 1 says? Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Blessed are you if you don't take bad counsel. Well, this morning, you got to be careful. But I want to introduce us, or I want to point to the best counselor there ever was, and that's Jesus. Take your Bibles, open them up to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. You remember last week we started a series on the names of Jesus. And Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, written 700 years before Christ came. And yet Isaiah saw him coming. He saw him coming, and he wrote about Jesus over 700 years before he was born. And he says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders. That's the government I want to live under. The government will be on his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. And last week we took a look at that first name. His name is Wonderful. Amen. Come on. Amen. I mean, you should be out jumping for joy. His name is Wonderful. He was wonderful in his incarnation and birth, wonderful in his life and ministry, wonderful in his death on the cross. And I'll tell you, he didn't stay dead. He was wonderful in his resurrection from the dead. You can't get anyone more wonderful than our Savior, Jesus. His name is Wonderful. But now we reach that second name. His name is Counselor. Counselor. Jesus is the best counselor you and I could ever have. Amen. If you need advice, go to Jesus. What makes him the best counselor? There are six things that I want to share that makes Jesus the best counselor we could ever have, anybody could ever have. What are those things? First of all, number one, he is all knowledgeable and wise. All knowledgeable and wise. When I go to someone for counsel, I want to go to someone that has some knowledge. Especially in the area that I'm seeking advice, amen? I want to know they have wisdom, the ability to apply knowledge to life, or better yet, even help me to be able to apply knowledge to my life. I want to know that they will give me good advice, not bad counsel. And Jesus is that kind of counselor. He not only has some knowledge in the area in which you and I need advice, he has knowledge in every area. Amen. Every area. He has full knowledge of everything in our lives. He created you and me. He knows us from before our mother's womb. I said in our mother's womb, but before our mother's womb, he knows everything that we have ever done, thought, every choice we have ever made. He knows every detail of our lives. He knows where we have been, where we are right now. He knows every problem, every trial we face. He knows the best solution in each problem and situation in our lives. He knows every choice we could ever make, every ramification and outcome of every one of those choices. He knows the good choices we could make, the better choices we could make, and he knows the best choice to make. He knows what choice and course of action that would be best for you, for your family, for your church, and the choices and course which will bring the most glory to God.
Amen.
Because that's why we're here, folks. Amen?
Yes.
We're not, it's not here just to take up space. We're not here just to get stuff. We're not here to just have happy life. We're here to bring glory to God. And choices make a difference in that.
Yes.
Choices are important. He knows our past, present, future. He is all wise. He can solve all problems. He has all the right answers. And I've got news. Dear Abby doesn't have all the right answers. Dr. Phil doesn't have all the right answers. Pastor Les doesn't have all the right answers. But Dr. Jesus does. Dr. Jesus does. He has all the right answers. Put some of these verses down if you're taking notes. Proverbs 8:14. Counsel is mine. The Lord's saying that counsel is mine and sound wisdom. And I am understanding. Power is mine. Proverbs 2:6. Good verse. Wisdom and knowledge cometh from the Lord. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Colossians 2:3, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Romans 11:33-34, these are some of my favorite verses. Oh, the depth of both the riches, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways are past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became his counselor? You know what? God has never gone for counseling. He hasn't. You know, when Jesus was on earth, he never got together with his disciples and said, guys, I'm having a problem here. What do you think we ought to do? He didn't have to do that. He doesn't need counseling. He never asked us for advice. Although sometimes I have to admit, I give him advice. Lord, let me give you some advice. Let me tell you how I think you ought to do this, Lord. And you never do that, right? Now, I know you never do. I do that sometimes. Lord, you need to do this and this and this and this. He doesn't need that. Because he has all knowledge. He's the best counselor because he's all knowledgeable and he knows how to apply it. He's all wise.
Yes.
That's the counselor I want.
Amen.
That's the counselor Jesus is. He's all knowledgeable and all wise. Number two, he is compassionate and caring. Again, what do you look for in a counselor? When I go to someone for counsel, I don't want someone who's just up there to condemn me, to judge me. Someone that is willing to talk with me for money. 5 cents, please. I don't want a counselor like that. Well, wait, $200 an hour, please. That's more like it, huh? I don't want a counselor that's just in it for that. I don't. I want somebody that cares about me. Somebody that's a little bit compassionate. And you know, Jesus is the best counselor because he's a compassionate, caring Savior. He says, you know what? Cast all of your cares upon me. Because why? He cares for us. Can you imagine that? He cares for you. Over 7 billion people on this planet. And God knows your name. And he cares about what happens in your life. He's a caring, compassionate Savior. He's not there to condemn us. In fact, if you're a Christian, there's therefore what? No condemnation in Christ Jesus. He's not there to say, man, you messed up, man. You screwed up. Forget you. He cares. He cares. He wants to help us in life. And again, it's hard to believe this. I mean, Out of 7 billion people, do you really care about me, Lord? Yes. Not only do I care about you, I know your name. I know the number of hairs on your head. Sorry, Mike, back there, I see back there some people that... I know if you don't have hair on your head. I know your name. And you know what? He's that kind of Savior. He's compassionate. He's caring. You know, there's that old hymn, "Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As burdens press and cares distress and my way grows weary and long?" Life ever feel like that to you? I'm just weary. Does Jesus really care? Does Jesus really care when I lose a loved one? When somebody I really love dies, does Jesus even notice? Does he care? Does he really care when I'm going through temptation and I'm struggling and I'm really struggling with that temptation? Does he really care? The hymn writer goes on to say, oh yes, he cares. He really cares. His heart, can you believe this? His heart is touched by my grief. When the day grows weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. You know, that's the kind of counselor I want to go to. And that's the kind of counselor Jesus is. Thirdly, he's always loving and truthful. He's the best counselor because he's always loving and truthful. And make no mistake about it. When you go to a counselor, you want a counselor that is compassionate. You want a counselor that's kind. But you don't want a counselor that will sacrifice the truth on the altar of kindness. Did you hear that? You don't want a counselor that's going to tell you just what you want to hear. Well, most people don't. You want a counselor that's going to tell you the truth. Lovingly tell you the truth. A good counselor will speak the truth in love. He or she will tell you if you need to change something in your life or if you are heading down the wrong path. They will lovingly confront you and confront sin. And isn't Jesus like that? I mean, what came to my mind was the woman caught in adultery. And how they brought him to Jesus, these smug, religious, and uppity-ups. Jesus, we caught this woman in adultery, right in the very act. Moses said, we're to stone her. What do you say, Jesus? Let the one that's without sin, let him cast the first stone. And the text said, beginning with the older ones, all the way down to the youngest one, they went away. But it's interesting. What did he say to the woman then? He said, woman, where are your accusers? There are none, Lord. Neither do I accuse you. Go your way and what? Sin no more. You see, he wasn't there to condemn her. He wasn't there to, you are, what you did, you're a lousy person. You slut, you. No, he didn't do that. He said, what? I don't accuse you either. But what you were doing, that's sin. That's sin. And it's wrong. And it hurts somebody else, but it hurts you. So I care enough to tell you, listen, Go your way. You can't change the past. Go your way. You got to live life. But stop it. Sin no more. My speaking the truth, but lovingly. I could see the love coming from his face. You know what? That is the kind of counselor I want. And that's the kind of counselor Jesus is. He is always lovingly, loving and truthful. Number four, he is understanding and empathetic. Understanding and empathetic. And again, we want a counselor that understands and who can empathize with us. And again, this is similar to compassionate and caring, but it's a little different. One can be compassionate and caring person and not be able to fully understand and empathize with a person or a situation. Isn't that true? I mean, I know a lot of you are very compassionate people. But if you haven't gone through something yourself, I tell you, it's hard to empathize. I tell you, if you've lost a child and somebody else loses a child, I'll tell you, you can empathize with them. You feel that, what they're feeling. If you've lost a spouse and somebody loses a spouse, I'll tell you what, your heart, you can empathize, you can enter in. Somebody else that's compassionate, they can be there. They can show compassion. But they can't enter in like you can enter in. Because you know why? You've been there. You know what it feels like. You know the pain. You know the emptiness. You know getting into bed at night and there's no one beside you. You know that. And you know, a counselor that can empathize and understand in that way is a good counselor. And you know, Jesus is like that. He's an understanding, sympathetic counselor. How do we know that? You remember the verse in 9:6? It says what? Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Our God, Jesus, left heaven and became one of us. He took real flesh. He knows what pain's all about. He knows what suffering's all about. He knows what it is to lose a loved one. He knows what it is to grieve. He's been there. Yes. Hebrews 4:15. We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted and tested in all ways, yes, as we are. Yet without sin. Thank you, God. Whatever I go through, you know. You know because you came. You took on flesh. You understand and you empathize with me. That's the kind of counselor I want. That's the kind of counselor Jesus is. He's understanding and empathetic. Number five, he's the best counselor because he's always available and trustworthy. Always available and trustworthy. We want a counselor that's available. You know, I have referred people to counseling places and they call them and they say, we can't get you in for 2 months. Or they say, you can come in 2 weeks from now for your entrance interview. And then we'll have to schedule you and we're about a month or two out. by that time, it may be too late.
Yeah.
And this is honest truth. I'm not making this up. This is the truth. 2 months. A lot of people are seeking counsel. And you know what? They're not available. Or they make an appointment, and the day of the appointment, they get a call, the counselor's sick. Or the counselor got called out of town, we'll have to reschedule. Jesus is not like that. Jesus is always available. The sign in front of his psychiatric counseling booth always reads, "The doctor is in," or "real in." He's real in. He's always in. The doctor's never out. He's always available to meet with you and me. We never have to reschedule. He says, "Call unto me and I will answer thee. I will show you great and mighty things which you don't know."
Yes.
Just call.
Amen.
Just call on me. And by the way, you can't beat his prices. It's free. It doesn't even cost you a nickel. 5 cents, please. No. It's free. Free counseling from the greatest counselor. You know what? That's the kind of counselor I want.
Yes.
And that's the kind of counselor Jesus is.
Yes.
He's always available and trustworthy. And number six, he uses the best counseling book there is, the Bible.
Amen.
The Bible. You know, we want a counselor. We want good advice. Folks, listen to me. There are all kinds of counseling books out there. Do you know that? I'm going to tell you, I've read some of them, you know, Competent to Counsel, Jay Adams, The Psychology of Counseling, Clyde Naramore, Dr. Dobson's books. I mean, we had them all. If you want an experience, go to the Christian bookstore and look at the rack, the place where they have the books on counseling and self-help. I'm going to tell you, it's 15 foot long, four tiers high, full of counseling books. Some of them are pretty good. Some are pretty good. They're not good. But the best counseling book in the world is right here.
Amen.
This is it.
Amen.
This is it. You know, the Bible says, you know, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart unto all generations. It applied back in the day of Abraham. It applies to today. It doesn't change.
Right.
Counseling books change. This book doesn't change because God's counsel doesn't change.
Right.
Thy testimonies are my delight and my counselors. And my counselors. You see, Jesus uses that best counseling book ever, the Bible. By the way, if anybody ever gives you advice and it goes against the Word of God, it's bad counsel.
Amen.
It's bad counsel. That's just. I mean, I know that makes sense, but it's just bad counsel. Because God's Word is true. The best counseling book in the world is God's Holy Bible. And that's the book that Jesus uses. And if I want counseling, that's the kind of counselor I want. And that's the kind of counselor
Jesus is.
Jesus is.
Yes.
Can you say that with me? That's the kind of counselor Jesus is. He is. Now, I'm going to finish up. But before I finish, I want to ask, first of all, some questions for self-evaluation. Okay? I want you to ask, I'm going to state these questions, but I want you to ask yourself these questions. First of all, am I reading my Bible daily to seek the counsel and advice of Jesus Christ for the daily decisions of my life. Now you can put down, not at all, sometimes, or just about every day. Okay, let me read that again. Am I reading my Bible daily to seek the counsel and advice of Jesus Christ for the daily decisions of my day, of my life? Are you doing that? If you say it not at all, you know what I'm going to tell you? You need counsel. You need counseling. We need to be in the Word of God. Amen. Especially in this day, it's hard to live. We need that advice. Second question. Am I listening to and following the counsel and advice of Jesus Christ as I make my daily decisions in the affairs of my life? It's one thing to go to a counselor and a counselor says, okay, you need to do this, this, and this. I'm not doing it. Can you imagine anybody ever doing that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people come to counsel and say, what should I do? And when you start telling them what they need to do, they don't come back. So it's one thing to read the word and say, God, counsel me. Are you taking his advice? When God speaks in his word, are you saying, oh my Lord, I need to do this? And are you obeying his counsel? One last question for evaluation. And I think this is important. Am I connected to other believers in the body of Christ so that when there's a problem in my life, I feel comfortable asking them for advice? Are you connected? You know, we need to counsel one another in the church. We do. Now, again, you be careful. You want to go to spiritual men if you need some counseling. Don't have to always go to the pastor. There's a lot of spiritual men in this church. Women, you need to go to spiritual women. That's safe. But are you connected? Boy, that's important. Because, you know, people, we need each other. We need each other. Are you connected? Well, are you not connected at all? I'm a little bit connected. Or do you have relationships where you have accountability? Boy, it's gotten quiet. Now, I want to give you the best advice. First of all, to Christians. I think most of us are Christians here today. First to Christians. Before you go to people, go to Dr. Jesus. Amen. Go to Dr. Jesus and seek him and his answers in the Word of God. Share your burden or need with him. First. You know, the Bible, Linda and I were reading, we read Psalm 62 yesterday. Psalm 62, 8, that says what? Trust in the Lord at all times, O peoples. Pour out your heart before him. God is our refuge. God is a refuge for us. Who do you run to when you need counsel? Do you run to people first? Don't run to people first. Go to the refuge. Go to Jesus. You know what? David did that. The Lord said to David, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will counsel you with mine eye upon you. And you know what? David took him up on it. David went to the Lord. And so in Psalm 16:7, you know what he wrote? He wrote this, I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. I'll tell you what, the best advice when you go through the difficulties of life, we all do, When you go through the times when you think, I have no clue what to do, go to Dr. Jesus first. That's my best advice to you. And then you can go to other spiritual people within the body of Christ, but go to him first. Now, if you're here and you've never accepted Christ, I got my best advice for you. Accept him. Come to Christ. He died for you. He rose from the dead, and he said, if you will just turn from your own way and believe on me, I'll come into your heart. And he's a wonderful Savior. And he's the best counselor. That's the kind of counselor I want to go to, and that's the kind of counselor Jesus is. He's the best counselor. In fact, his name is counsel. Lord, we just thank you so much today. And Lord, we live in a day when my, oh my, oh my, it's kind of messy out there. And it's kind of hard, Lord, sometimes to know what way to go, what decision to make. But we're thankful here today that your name is Counselor. And Lord, you've told us to come to you. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And you will give it liberally without reproach. Lord, I know some people right now, today, in this congregation. They've got decisions to make. They're in a place where they're struggling. And Lord, I pray that they would seek you and seek your face, seek your counsel. And I pray you would instruct them and teach them in the way that they should go. Counsel them with your eye upon them, Lord. Maybe some are here today, and I don't know, Lord. Maybe somebody's here today, never accepted Jesus. But you brought them here this morning, Lord, because this is the day. Today is the day of salvation for them. Would you touch their heart right now? Give them grace to repent and faith to believe, because you're a wonderful Savior. Lord, we love you. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.